It's Tuesday, June 28th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Five Christians were killed on Monday after a series of violent suicide attacks in Lebanon. Four bombers detonated their vests just outside the village of Qa. Police are still in search of accomplices. Reuters reports at least one Christian church was hit in the attack and 15 are reported wounded. Britain is experiencing a shakeup in its government since the nation voted to leave the European Union. The leftist Labour Party appears sharply divided. So far, 19 ministers have resigned as shadow cabinet ministers. The Dow dropped another 260 points yesterday, and the markets dropped a total of 900 points since Thursday. After Brexit, now the Texas secession movement is gaining steam. According to an article in the Washington Times, the Texas nationalists are calling themselves Texit, and they've already collected 260,000 signatures for their own binding referendum. Secession leader Larry Kilgore has worked on the movement in Texas for 12 years, running for governor and organizing the movement.
I believe that Texas secession is much more possible after Brexit occurred because people begin to say, hey, these people got freedom. Maybe we can get freedom. I think it just spurs more secession all over the world.
The time could not be better for the Texit movement. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy joined the liberals in a decision that trounced states' rights. The 5-3 decision overturned the Texas abortion law, which required abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgical centers and abortionists to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles. It was bad news for the pro-life forces that have made a little progress limiting abortion access in several states over the last 10 years. President Obama, not surprisingly, announced that he is pleased with the outcome of the case. The Supremes also came down against gun rights in another decision Monday, upholding a federal law that would prevent any person convicted of a domestic violence misdemeanor from owning a gun. Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, joined the homosexual pride parade in New York City on this last Lord's Day. She marched with the governor and the mayor of New York City from the Stonewall Inn. The president of the United States declared the Stonewall Inn a national monument last week. It's a homosexual bar in New York City, considered the origin of homosexual activism that has gained ascendance over the entire Western world. Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people."